Origins and popularizing of playing cards. This cabinet shows some of the oldest playing cards in the museum's collection, dating from the Middle Ages. The sheet with three playing cards on the right comes from Germany and was discovered in the binding of a book. It shows three depictions of the Obermann, the German equivalent to the Jack, accompanied by different animals, a bear or wild boar, a lion and a dog, which would be the four suits. These three playing cards would have been coloured and cut to size to form part of the deck. The Provençal deck on the left was made around 1400 and is thought to be one of the oldest decks in Europe. Printed by woodcutting and then coloured in the style known as Moorish, with spots of different paints applied with the fingertips. The suits of the next deck are not the traditional coins, cups, swords and clubs of the Spanish deck, but those typical of the German deck: acorns, leaves, hearts and bells. These symbols later evolved into the French deck that we now know with its clubs, spades, hearts and diamonds. Most of the playing cards displayed are printed on paper, but the Milan Tarot on the left is an exception. It is painted by hand on parchment and gold sheet. The museum holds six cards of this deck: the High Priestess, the Emperor, and four numeral cards from the coins and clubs suits. This tarot was part of a set belonging to the Visconti family, whose motto, A Bon Droit, can be seen on the two of coins. Other display cabinets in this same room show some of the oldest cards in the collection, including European cards and sheets, Spanish cards from the 16th century, and themed decks from the 17th and 18th centuries.